Well, put it to you this way, I'm not at the soup at the money end, but the HSE has an obligation to the people of the Northwest here. And it's a pity they don't away with the regional health boards, because at least you would have contact with somebody. I have spent the last fortnight trying to get an arrangement for a home help for a person that's awarded a half an hour since May. Half an hour in the day, over 94 years of age, living with a son. Now, when you get these kind of cases, and when you see even Pat the Copa legend that will say there's 200 waiting in Donegal, and there's a crisis in the home help service situation, I don't mind, but this is a service that is very beneficial to prevent people entering nursing homes, hospitals, and other such places. Now, if they can't see the sense, and I've been active in care of the elderly years ago, at least 30 years ago, the health board at the time had determined that would say there was no better service than a home help service where you could keep your people at home and they'd be happier and more content and the family around them and all the rest of it. And here we are at the present time, crippling along, and they have invented a new word now, and you better listen to this one because they seem to come up with them all the time. Whenever it's explained to me the difficulty in providing a home help, they have created a word now which cost retainment. So in other words, don't spend any more money. Now, if that's what the government's guilty of, and talking about care, that's about somebody took a look in the mirror in the morning. Because to me, as far as I'm concerned, people living in remote areas and so on and getting home help, that's so important. And I cannot understand. And I know what the people at the coal face, they regret very much that they can't go in and say and determine tomorrow morning, such a person needs a home help. They need 3 hours per day, 2 hours per day, or whatever else, because it's more cost-effective than any money spent otherwise within the care service.
Now, as part of Budget 2020 announced last week, the government did allocate extra funding for home help, but from your point of view, when this is distributed right across the country, it doesn't really amount to much, does it?
Well, you can only look at the results. You can only look at what's out there. You can only look at what's said. People are being deprived all the time and cut at all the time and home help service. So I don't blame the people, as I said to you, at the coalface. Let's go back up the line and let's ask the people at the top. Who do they serve? Who are they there to represent, and who are they there to serve as well? Because I'll tell you one thing certain, sure. If you look at some of the salaries in this country for a small country our size, and maybe the councillors are no exception, and I have no problem with that because I read in the paper there recently we're getting 282 euros per week. Maybe they're 50 cents along with it, I'm not sure. But I was looking at my own, and I'll tell you one thing, I'm getting 5 euros more, I'm getting 287, so I have no problem with, we'll say, that end of the thing. And if it took less, it took the five off of me tomorrow morning, it wouldn't bother me, but for I was doing that work long before I went in the council. But anyway, as I say to yourself, people like ourselves that are councillors representing the people in the local areas, knows the circumstances and everything else, it's quite regrettable that we'll say the people at the head of affairs representing Donegal specifically, and we're always talking about Donegal, and why would we talk about any place else, only Donegal? Because we deserve to be talked to. If you look at all the figures for all around the county, you'll have variations that don't agree with the rest of the country.